Thank you. Roll call, please.
Salazar, Sarber, Thompson.
Here.
Landis, Kiefer.
Here.
Painter.
Here.
Harrington.
Here.
You have a quorum, Your Honor.
Under ceremonial matters, we have a certificate of appreciation to Clint and Sherry Peavy. Their generous donation, the collection of Beanie Babies to the EMS squad of North Tongass Fire and EMS service area. The stuffed animals will be given to pediatric patients involved in the emergency call or if their parents are involved in such an emergency situation. Be it further known, the Borough Assembly staff and citizens of the community appreciate this gift and offer their heartfelt thanks to Mr. and Mrs. Peavy. And this will be accepted by Mr. Hall. Thank you, sir.
Quickly, on behalf of Sherry and Clint, they're both under the influence of some of Ketchikan's finest viruses, and so they send their regards. But thank you very much for them.
Thank you. Next ceremonial matter is really close to my heart, and I feel real good about this. This is a resolution 2074. A resolution of the Assembly of Ketchikan Gateway Borough, Alaska, honoring Wesley G. Davison for his public service to the community of Ketchikan and provided for effective date. Whereas Wesley G. Davison resides in Ketchikan since 1953. Whereas Mr. Davison was an active volunteer in the community for most of these years through his in participation in the Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad and Boy Scouts. And whereas the community of Ketchikan recognizes the contributions of Mr. Davison through the many awards and commendations he received over the years. And whereas Mr. Davison was one of the founders of Alaska Loggers Association, known as Alaska Forests Association. And whereas Mr. Davidson served on the Borough Assembly for a total of 8 years, 1972, 1975, 1975, 1978, 1981, 1982, 1983. Now, therefore, in consideration of the above facts, it is resolved by the Assembly the Ketchikan Gateway Borough as follows. The Borough Assembly is proud to honor the memory of Wesley G. Davison and join family and friends of Wes Davison in mourning of his passing, honoring the life of a man who gave so much to his community. This resolution is effective immediately and will be adopted momentarily. There is no objections. I request from this assembly members to move 9D to this moment. Is there any objections? Hearing none, under consideration of 9D, what's the wishes of the assembly?
Move to adopt resolution number 2074.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Harrington?
Yes.
Painter?
Yes.
Thompson?
Aye.
Kiefer?
Yes.
Four yes, Your Honor.
Motion carried. Let the record reflect that this was a unanimous decision by the Assembly. And with this, Ms. Davidson. Truly an honor. Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to say a few words to
Wesley was always proud that he was served on the Ketchikan Bureau Assembly, especially being on one of the local pilots that was consulted on the proper location of the Ketchikan Airport, International Airport. When I hear people today ask why they didn't put it on our island so we wouldn't need a bridge, I open my mouth and tell them because of strong crosswinds on the north end of this island, it would not be safe. And that was the conclusion of many of the officers. So they put it on the Gravina with a promise of a bridge. Being a Scotsman as he would be horrified now at the cost of the ferry to the airport. Thank you very much.
I want to thank you for honoring my dad for his service to the community. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Linda, we recognize the many hours of time that your father was away during the time that you were growing up. We appreciate the gift that you've given as a family to the community of Ketchikan for sharing your father's wisdom and drive to this community. So on behalf of this borough, I want to say thank you so much for that.
Yes, ma'am. Let me check and see. Okay. Maggie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Mike, did you sign on? So we just must have Maggie on the line now.
Okay. At this point, we have citizen comments. Step up to the mic, sir, please.
Mr. Mayor, Assembly members, my name is Donald Westland. I live at 15065 Lizzie Lane. I'm here tonight to talk to you about the assessments. Many of you, as you've been growing up, you've watched a movie called It's a Wonderful Life. And I'd like you to think about when George Bailey is getting ready to go on vacation, he's got his suitcase in hand and he's got all of his money, and there's a run on the bank. And you see all of the people going up to the bank and they're banging on the doors, and you get to the savings and loan and all of the people are sitting there very peacefully waiting for George. And the first person gets up, and George is going, well, how much do you need? And the guy says, I want it all. I want everything that you owe me. And he says, well, can't we negotiate? And he says, no, I want everything. The next person that stands up there is a woman. And he says, how much do you need? She says, $17.50. By the end of the time that all the people are there, they celebrate because they're not bankrupt. They've got a dollar. I'd like for you people to remember that when you're increasing, or when you look at the borough citizens, we're the savings and loan. We're the people that have your money that you're spending for us. And you're always coming to us asking us for more money. I'm getting really close to a dollar. It's about all I'm going to have left here lately. My property assessment went up last year 15%, just like everybody else's. Again, mine went up this year, as I calculated it out, at 12.5. It's 27.5% over 2 years. I hate to tell you what my property is worth, because it's not anywhere close to what I bought it for. I'm from California. I moved up here 30-plus years ago. California passed a proposition. I'm sure some of you know Proposition 13. What that does is it locks the value of your property at the value that you bought it for. And that's what you're taxed upon until you sell that property. The assessment department has gone around and they say because of market trends and somebody foolish enough to buy a piece of property for an extraordinary amount of money, he bases my property value upon what somebody else is willing to pay. My property's not up for sale. I can't increase my income, but yet the borough continues to increase their income by the assessment. Now, being a lucky person in 12 years or no, let's see, how many years ago has it been? Almost 20 years ago, I bought my property. My property in the time that I have bought it is over almost three, it's almost three times the value of what I paid for. My income hasn't gone up three times, but the borough's has. I don't have a retirement program except for what I can put away in savings because I work for myself. Fuel prices are up, costs more to heat your home. Electricity is up because we're working on surcharges. I think it's a very poor time that you're increasing the assessments at this time. You have to remember that the savings and loan, the people in the borough, are at a point that we have so much depending upon our paychecks that another increase in our assessments just because some of the market trend and some of the properties are going up. So we're underassessed. I don't see it being a big deal. What I see is that there's people on fixed incomes. In my situation, that I happen to be an owner of waterfront property, as some of us here on this assembly also has. We pay a much higher percentage of the borough tax because of the location and the value of our property. Some of us have jobs that get a 401k, get automatic wage increases, but some of us don't. Some of the seniors don't, that are living in this, on those same properties, that are increasing in value at a horrendous pace. So I'd like for you to think about that savings and loan and how much money that, and I'm looking at the departments as those people that are looking at for money, how much do you really need? Not what you want or what you can get, but what you truly need. Bare bones, cut it down to whatever you can do, because it's getting to the point where I can't afford to live in the property any longer. It's gonna, by the time I finish my new house and the assessed value on that, if everything continues to go as it is, there's no way possible. I'll have to sell. So the next person that buys my house or my property is going to be taxed at whatever the value that I can get out of him. And then I have to go someplace and figure out what I can do. If I would have been smart, I would have taken and dredged out the piece of property, floated a barge in there, built the house on the barge. I only pay $100 a month for, or $100 a year, or seven, or is it 75 or 100? I can't remember. One of those two. For the value of the vessel. So I could have done that, but instead I chose to build a house. I chose to live in Ketchikan. I've been here 30-plus years. I intend to probably be here when they spread my ashes, wherever I choose to have them spread. But at the rate that the assessments are going up, I'm not going to be living in the house, my dream house, that I have worked hard for 20-some years. I'm not going to be able to stay in it. So as assembly members, you need to take and ask your managers and your department heads, what's the very least that you can get by with? Not what you want, because at this point in time, the values of fuel and groceries and electricity are eating away at the private individual's pockets. And it's going to get to the point where we can't live. Thank you. Any questions?
Mr. Thompson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thanks for coming to Mr. Westland. I'd like to know what you think of the project to spend $200,000 plus on a statue for downtown.
You really want my opinion?
Yes, I do, sir.
What's the statue for?
It's artwork.
Well, like I said, do you really need it at this point in time? I think it's probably a waste of money, especially since I'm paying probably a higher percentage than most of the people for that piece of artwork. And do I actually call it art, or do I just call it what it is, a waste of money? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other citizen comments?
Good evening, Mayor Williams and Assembly members. I'm Bess Clark, 3195 South Tongass. I'm the Executive Director of Community Connections, and I'm here to ask for a letter of support. Community Connections has applied for a low-interest loan from USDA. We've already purchased the house. It's on 313 Carlina Lake Road, and we've been in the process of applying for this low-interest loan for the last year. And part of the process is to make sure that the local government supports our agency and supports what we do. And so part of the process is to get a letter of support from the Borough Assembly. So I'm requesting that from you folks tonight. Do you have any questions?
Mr. Kiefer.
When do you need it by?
In the next couple weeks.
Other questions, Mr. Harrington?
How many times have we written letters of support for you recently?
Several years ago, we purchased our own office, and that was 3 years ago. So that was through USDA. That was a letter of support, and we've come to the borough for support for the HUD supported living project that's also going to be built on Carlina Lake. That's an eightplex. So you were very supportive of that project also. So this is the third time.
Thank you. Other questions? Yes.
Bess, do you have a draft that you can provide the manager?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Other citizen comments?
I'm Dave Rubin. 510 Edmonds. Just in response to that answer, I'm the person with making the statue. That's okay. I would just like to ask the assemblymen if they think the monument of the men planting the flag at Iwo Jima is a waste of money. I would like to ask if you think the Statue of Liberty is a waste of money. I mean, a monument doesn't do anything, but what do those statues do? Why are they so important? I mean, if you went to, I think it's in Arlington, and you're sitting on a bench and you're looking at the monument and said, you know, we should really kind of take that down, maybe put something else there, maybe another bench. Or look at the property on where the Statue of Liberty is and says, that's a really prime piece of property. I mean, a hotel would have an incredible view of New York Harbor there. Maybe we should take that down. I mean, that's the question. What are they? What did they do for us? That's all I want to say.
Thank you very much. Other citizen comments?
Hello, my name is Kathleen Light. I live at 501C Front Street. I am the executive director of the Arts Council, and I just want to encourage you to consider saving a portion of the head tax for public art. It is important for our community and for our quality of life. And I just want to remind the assembly that the monies for this artwork aren't coming from someone local. They are coming from visitors and funds like that. The city funding that helped to pay the other half of the portion of the sculpture also came from amenities monies for Birth 3. So those aren't coming out of taxpayers' pockets. Questions? Thank you.
You said save this funds for?
Public art.
Public art. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Other citizen comments?
Again, my name is Donald Westland, and if I wasn't against the head tax money, I'm looking at what comes out of my pocket. So it wasn't very nice, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you.
Diane Nabb, and I live on Panic Island. And I own Exploration Gallery and Frame Shop. I'm totally in support of part of this head tax going for this sculpture that everyone has seen and approved and would really like to see put in place for our visitors to come and see and for the locals to see in support of that.
Thank you very much. Other citizen comments?
Susan Peters, 5067 North Tongass Highway. And I'm the owner of Scanlon Gallery. And I come tonight also as supporting the additional funds to help fund this project that was already picked out by KPAW. And the city is funding some of it. Bronzes do cost a fair amount of money, but I feel that the one that has been selected and designed by Dave Rubin depicts what our town is, and I find it quite inspiring. And since there is the funds available and public art is so important to our community, and I think it touches everybody when they look at public art, so I am in support of that.
Thank you. Other citizen comments?
Todd Phillips, 217 Main Street. I would just like to reiterate that my support also of the art project and funding that. And an unfair question from Mr. Thompson there to the gentleman at the time. I just want to comment. I don't think we need to talk about apples and apples, not apples and peaches. And, why are we here to get our downtown back together to look really nice? Art is one of these things. We're going to have a dock improvements. We're doing all these things. What does that do? That brings people into our town. They're going to want to come back, creates more dollars. Maybe we'll help this gentleman and our town in the future. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Other citizen comments?
My name is Gregory Vickery. I reside at 8229 North Tongass Highway. And I'm glad I came tonight just to see someone put Mr. Thompson in his place. Just kidding, Glenn. I wanted to comment on a couple of items tonight. The first one being ordinance number 1471 having to do with revamping in some shape or form CADA. Again, I don't have my TCS hat on for this one. This is just me speaking as an individual. I think this is an incredibly important opportunity to pursue, so I urge you all to move this forward. I haven't had a chance to go through the ordinance line by line, but I do plan on it, and we'll send you some comments as well as some of my own ideas based on my experience with small business development centers. I would like to see that highlighted at some point in the ordinance, just because it's a relatively inexpensive way to promote small business development in a community just the size of Ketchikan. So I'm very excited to see that, and I encourage you guys to move it forward, and more than willing and able to pitch in along the way. Also wanted to comment, let me put on my TCS hat real quick. Wanted to comment about resolution number 2073 regarding Gravina access. I don't particularly have a dog in this fight with regards to this this resolution itself. I just wanted to share a bit of information with you. In light of that information, I'd urge you to hold off on making a decision on this particular thing tonight. As you may be aware, we have staff. The Tongass Conservation Society has staff in Juneau now, and we're trying to be a part of as many discussions as we can up there, and of course this is one of them. And I fear that if the borough chooses to follow this path and move ahead strictly with bridge options, we may lose opportunities related to enhancement of the Alaska Marine Highway system. There are rumblings of that going on in Juneau. Not sure if you're privy to them. I'm more than happy to share those thoughts in greater detail, but I would hate to create a situation where we're pitching the bridge as opposed to enhancement of the ferry system, particularly the second run, or in my mind, more importantly, the Southern Gateway Shuttle. So I would just caution you to, I would ask that you postpone this, or at the very least do as much digging as you can regarding that, to see what other perspectives you can get from Juneau. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Other citizen comments? Thank you very much, sir.
Hi, my name is Renee Schofield. I am a resident of Pennock Island and also own two businesses here in Ketchikan, Tongass Substance Screening, as well as Alaska Star Training Institute. I wanted to come before you tonight to comment on 1468, I believe it is. Yes, amending the registration for sales tax. I've come before you in the past stating my support in that. I appreciate your efforts, and I think it's a good step towards telling people we're open for business and invite new people here, so thank you for that. Also, in ecstatic support of your resolution for West Davidson, I think that was awesome, and I really appreciate that you took the time to do it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Other citizen comments? Other citizen comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 4A. The public hearing for Ordinance 1467. Stand at ease for a moment. No one signed up for public hearing. The public hearing at this point is officially closed. What is the wishes of the Assembly?
Your Honor, I move to adopt Ordinance 1467.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt Ordinance 1467. Discussion. Mr. Harrington.
Question of staff. At the last meeting when we did this, there was in the packet, there was a... in the packet, there was a discussion of the interface, the area. The border between residential and light industrial. And you made reference in the discussion that there needed to be some sort of buffer area. Is there, I know this, the part we're rezoning is a very small portion of this major. Is there plans to create a buffer, and what is a buffer between light industrial and residential.
Mr. Harrington, through the mayor, Tom Williams, the planning director. The property is kind of unique in that it has a golf driving range on it. It's used primarily as an industrial site. It's scarified with little vegetation. The property owners in the residential unit are in support of the rezoning and are consistent in the uses with the light industrial at the adjacent property. Consequently, there isn't a provision for a vegetated buffer, but there is the setback buffer that exists. And the residential low to the industrial is a 50-foot buffer. There may be some encroachment on the existing driving range, although the driving range was given a conditional use permit. And consequently, it would be difficult to determine between the three different elements which one would impose on the other. In doing a site visit, it didn't seem that there was any negative impacts from the rezone or the required buffered area.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Painter?
Yes.
Sarber?
Yes.
Thompson?
Aye.
Harrington?
Yes.
Kiefer?
Yes.
Salazar, are you there? Apparently he didn't do it. 5 yes, Your Honor.
Motion carries. Item number 4B, public hearing on ordinance 1468.
No one signed up for that, Your Honor.
Officially closes the public hearing. Which is the assembly?
Your Honor?
Yes.
I move to adopt ordinance number 1468, amending KGB Code Section 45.20.016, registration for sales tax by eliminating the registration fee and deposit requirements.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none. Roll call vote, please.
Kiefer?
Yes.
Painter?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Thompson?
Aye.
Sarber? 5 yes, Your Honor.
Motion carried. The education report. Hearing no education report. Acceptance of claims.
Your Honor, I move to accept the Ketchikan Gateway Borough claims for the period of 131 through 20808. And wire transfers and bank debits for the period of 131 through 213.08 in the amount of $1,004,877.46.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Kiefer?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Sarber?
Yes.
Painter?
Yes.
Thompson?
Aye.
5 yes, Your Honor.
Motion carried. Item number 7, consent of calendar.
Your Honor, I move to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion carried. Item number 8, unfinished business. Consideration of resolution 207-08B. And the motion on the floor is Thompson, seconded by Kiefer, to adopt resolution 2070. Mr.
Mayor, I move to postpone this item until our budget meetings, which is not that many months away. If I can get a second, I'll explain my reasoning why. It wasn't but a few months ago the district came before the assembly in dire straits. We won't go into the details, but end result was they got another $250,000 or $250,000. This is an item that I think should be dealt with at budget time, even though they have the annual payment within their budget now. The fact of the matter is this method of purchasing the vehicles through the lease program with a four-year deal, the finance charge, if it carries through the term, will pay for more than one of the vehicles. And I think this could be dealt with at budget time. It's not that far off. I don't see the need for the urgency that this be acted upon now. In our planning sessions in January, there was a lot of talk around the table by the assembly and members of the public of trying to combine some of the operations to gain efficiency and possibly a little bit of cost reduction. There was talk about district maintenance, being combined with Borough Public Works. I just don't see the urgency for this to happen when within a few months we'll be delivering with our budgets.
Mr. Kiefer.
Your Honor, I'm going to speak against delaying this. It is in their budget. There may be times, and we had a lengthy discussion about this at the Borough School Board Liaison Committee meeting this last week. I'm actually kind of surprised there was no one here from the school district to discuss this, because this is a very important issue with them, and I'm kind of surprised they're not here to plead their case a little bit stronger. But at a certain point, we may not always like how they spend every one of the dollars we give them, but in this case, it was budgeted for, it was planned for. By delaying it, we're just playing games with them.
Other comments? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Thompson?
Yes.
Harrington?
No.
Sarber?
No.
Kiefer?
No.
Painter?
Yes.
Two yes, three no, Your Honor.
I vote no.
No, you don't have to
vote.
You
have to vote?
No. It fails because there was not.
Okay. The
move to substitute attached resolution to reflect the changes in terms and subsequent to the original motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Mr. Harrington?
I realize part of the discussion at the school board liaison had to do with the funding idea, and as I read the minutes, the suggestion that if indeed we get the show and bar monies, we could pay off this loan ahead of time, do away with the interest payments, and then act as Borough Assembly and charge them back for the next 3 years proportionate amount so that they, in effect, become the leasing agency. I would rather do that and just get them the vehicle.
Mr. Thompson?
Well, thank you, Your Honor. I think that the thought was that, and Mr. Houts can correct me if I'm wrong, but that if we get funds into the school capital improvements fund, we can just buy the vehicles for the school. That's how that's
precisely
run. We don't have to continue any kind of a lease to them over any period of time. We just provide them the vehicles, and it's a purchase.
Essentially, that's what I was suggesting, but instead of buying them and charging it against their budget all at once, we could spread it over 4 or 5 years. I realize that technically, I still think we need to be charging them something because it is at least an in-kind donation to them. It's got to reflect in the cap somehow. But
Mr. Thompson?
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm still a little bit confused because I guess and I wasn't at the liaison meeting, I apologize for that, but I was, even after reading the documentation, I'm still confused as to whether or not we have a four-year lease or a three-year lease, and the number of vehicles and you know, what kind of vehicles these are. I mean, it's not really clear whether or not, you know, and these Silverados are generally considered to be top of the line and not what I would consider to be government grade. And so I still have some concerns and questions about this. I agree with Mr. Painter that I don't see that there's an immediate need this evening to approve this. And I don't think we've gotten enough information at this point in time to make this kind of decision. I also would like to know a little bit more clear indication from the legislature whether those funds for Schoenbar are going to come through. And we have about 60 days before we're going to know whether that's going to happen. So I think we'd be better off to postpone this a little further down the road before we approve this. And this, in fact, is going to hit our debt limit and our debt ceiling as well. So it was already postponed once. I would move to postpone this to the next regular meeting.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to postpone to our next regular scheduled meeting. Mr. Harrington.
It's clear we have two votes against this now. There's no way to pass it this evening. I think it makes sense to wait till we have a full body here at the next meeting and do it. So I support postponing it.
What was Mr. Painter's exact motion? To postpone indefinitely or
no?
To postpone until a budget meeting.
Okay, got it.
Discussion on the amendment?
No, I guess I'm going to wait till. Okay. Well, if this postponement passes, then we'll be off.
That's correct.
But, you know, I beg your indulgence. At the last meeting, when this discussion happened, the school district, they were going to come back with some information regarding the questions that some of the assembly members asked, and they did. The one thing I guess we didn't ask is, we're approving or not, or postponing, the purchase of five vehicles. We have no idea what, you know, all we know is there's four vans, three, and one pickup. We don't know anything about them, whether they've got all the bells and whistles or whether they're government-issue type vehicles. We don't know exactly what the purpose is. And is this an increase in what they already have? I just, it'd be nice if someone was here, you know, to provide those answers.
When we make purchases, at least last, as I recall, this assembly approved a purchase of computers. I don't think we knew what style of computer we were buying. I don't think that whether it had all the bells and whistles of any of it. All I know is that a maintenance man took it upon himself to speak to me about the need for vehicles. I would encourage you, assembly members who are in voting in favor of postponing, to go visit the maintenance office and drive that vehicle around, of which the four that they're going to replace, and see how safe it is. And that's what we're requiring our assembly, our maintenance people to work under. That's all I ask. And I encourage you to do it before our next regular scheduled meeting. With that, roll call vote, please.
Pfeiffer?
No.
Thompson?
Yes.
Painter?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Sarber?
No.
Thompson?
No.
Two yes, three no, Your Honor.
Motion failed.
Question
on the main motion?
The motion on the floor now is Harrington, Pfeiffer to substitute the attached resolution to reflect the change in terms subsequent to the original motion.
Point of information, is this
in effect an amendment, so we will be voting twice if it passes.
Yes.
Roll call vote, please.
Tharber?
Yes.
Painter?
No.
Thompson?
Yes.
Kiefer?
Yes.
Harrington?
Yes.
Four yes, Your Honor.
Motion carried. On the main motion, as amended. Mr. Thompson.
I'd like to make some comments. I think what rankles with this particular item is the fact that, you know, not 6 months ago, this body added money to the school district's budget because they weren't going to be able to make it. And then subsequently, they had an increase in their labor that we expected. But now we're coming back, and they don't have enough money in their budget to buy the stuff that they were going to do. So they're going to lease it. And I guess it needs to be a little bit more upfront with the school board in what's in their line items of their budget, so that we don't have a question when this comes up. This was something they knew that was coming down the pike a long time ago. And what they did is they left us some questions that haven't been answered, I don't think, to everyone's satisfaction, obviously not to Mr. Painter's satisfaction, with regards to this transaction. I think they can do a better job in the future. Thank you.
Other discussion? Roll call vote. Yes.
I also would like to say that generally, when the school budget is formulated, that it's always maintenance that gets cut. You know, the old saw about fire the janitor. And I think from years and years and years of this happening, this is what we've been left with. So it's only prudent at this time. We've added another 14 miles to Fawn Mountain daily on those trucks. I really think they're really, as you said before, way past due. And that's why I am supporting the maintenance department, because they are generally the ones that take the flak and take the cuts first. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Painter?
Well, I just wanted to say, as I stated earlier, if the term of this lease runs through, the interest charge is almost $40,000. That'll more than pay for one vehicle. They have in their budget the funding right now in place to outright purchase one vehicle if there is an emergency for... $20,000 for the need, and then right around the corner we're going to be into the budget session. I just can't see the need for the urgency of the mid-year deal and taking on the financial responsibility or taking on the debt.
Mr. Kiefer.
I just wanted to echo, to a certain extent, what the mayor said and what Mrs. Tharber said. If you've gone out and looked at that equipment, and part of this is we're having to save them from themselves, because you know, they've had the opportunity over the past 4 or 5 years to replace these vehicles, and they've chosen not to. Now, I understand, actually, one of the points that came up during the meeting, liaison committee meeting, was they're talking about eventually replacing 20 vehicles, and 17 are down the road away, so they're not replacing all their vehicles at once, they're replacing a certain number of their vehicles at once. But in a sense, we are somewhat saving them from their own poor decisions previously, but frankly, you know, those vehicles are on their last legs, and as Mrs. Tharber pointed out, they're looking at, you know, extending their range even further out to Fawn Mountain now. This is not a good situation. We need to get moving on it.
Any further discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Harrington.
Pass.
Painter.
No.
Thompson.
Aye.
Tharber.
Yeah.
Kiefer.
Yes.
Harrington.
Yes.
4 yes, 1 no, Your Honor.
Motion carried. Item number 9A. Consideration of Ordinance 1469.
Your Honor, I move to introduce ordinance number 1469 and cause to be published and set for public hearing on March 3rd, 2008 in the City Council Chamber.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote, please.
Painter?
Yes.
Sarber?
Yes.
Thompson?
Aye.
Harrington?
Yes.
Kiefer?
Yes.
5 yes, Your Honor.
Motion carried. Item number 9B, consideration of ordinance 1470.
Move to introduce ordinance 1470, cause to be published, set it for public hearing on March 3rd, 2008, City Council Chambers.
Second.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you, Your Honor. During the public testimony, I asked Mr. Westland a rather pointed question because he's obviously upset about the assessment increase that a lot of the rest of the constituents are and how this assembly spends money. And it was pointed out that these funds are coming from the passenger vessel cruise ship tax funds and not funds that Mr. Westland pays. And it was an unfair question for me to ask, but I submit to this borough assembly that not more than 6 weeks ago, we instructed our staff to try to look for areas within our budget that those passenger fees and taxes could be applied to free up dollars within our budget to either have tax relief to Mr. Westland and others, or to use in other areas of our budget. So it was a perfectly valid question to ask. We also asked at that time, not 6 weeks ago in our policy session, to set up a procedure for people to come forward to suggest projects and establish priorities within our own budgets. I'm not going to speak to whether or not the statue is worthy or not. I certainly don't put it up there with the Statue of Liberty as Mr. Rubin does, but it certainly has merit of its own in terms of our local history. The question that comes to my mind with regards to the statue is, can this community afford a $250,000 monument, or do we have better places to spend it? I think that having gone through the process that we did in January, that if we pass this $50,000 out of the Commercial Passenger Vessel Fund, we're circumventing the process that we started back in January. I will reiterate what I said at the last meeting. Mr. Rubin's urgency is not ours.